You're listening to the Pizza Marketplace Podcast.
For more than 20 years, pizzamarketplace.com has been the go-to source of industry news and info for thousands of pizza reader operators. Pizza Marketplace delivers the information restaurant owners and executives need to understand important industry trends and ultimately run a more successful pizza business. Subscribe today at pizzamarketplace.com/subscribe.
Hello and welcome to the Pizza Marketplace podcast. I'm Mandy Detweiler, editor of Pizza Marketplace, and today we're here with Hisham Abdel Fattah, partner and executive chef of Willow Street Pizza in Willow Glen in Los Gatos, California, and we're talking all things menu development. Hisham, thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Why don't you take a minute and talk about your culinary background, because you're an executive chef. I know that you've got a pretty storied background.
Yeah, the title is scary, but I'm not formally trained. I was cooking from a very young age when I was probably 12 years old, because when my parents had split, I had to help my mom a lot in the kitchen. I'm an only child, and I realized I wasn't the best student. I realized that being in the kitchen kind of put a sense of calm in me, and I really loved food. We weren't the richest family, so being around food whenever possible was great. It was almost rewarding. And when I got a job at 14, my first job was in the kitchen doing dishwashing and prep cooking in a taqueria. I fell in love with the atmosphere of a restaurant, the fast-paced environment and all that. And I moved around a lot from 14 to 18 in a kitchen, working line and working in an expediting position, prep cooking, helping the chef whenever he needed it, working multiple jobs in high school. Then I decided, hey, you know, maybe I do need some formal training. And I went to the Culinary Academy in San Francisco right at 18, because I definitely didn't like school, wanted to get in and get out. Did that, and then got a job in San Francisco at several places, and I worked probably every position in a restaurant, including front of the house. I'm 38 now, so many years. Until right before COVID, I had this idea of opening a, when I dove into my religion, which is Islam, I had this idea of opening a food truck that was authentic Mexican tacos and all of that, that was 100% halal. When COVID hit, a lot of the people, at that time, I was the executive chef of a very popular restaurant in the Bay Area called Tacolicious. I had a lot of people who couldn't get help through the government in 2020 when COVID hit. And I took a big risk and got a food truck, took a loan, and we really took off. The person behind me, so where Willow Street falls in, my one partner that said yes to me is the primary owner of Willow Street Pizza. And my partner, my dear friend, my mentor, his name is Ed Rathman. And he, we had worked together in the past. I had consulted with him, worked with him as a kitchen manager for a few years. He now is in the later stages of his life. And, you know, he told me, hey, Hisham, you know, you did this amazing thing with the restaurant, El Halal Amigos. That's the name of the food truck and now restaurant, and now in the SAP center where the Sharks play. Why don't you come in as partner and completely take over Willow Street? Me and him, our values are aligned, and the way we think of restaurants and food and people, it's like we're twins, you know. And I see him as a father, he sees me as a son, and here I am now. And I went from two restaurants to four, and kind of playing the role of partner, executive chef, and the director of operations.
So how do you approach menu development in the context of current food trends and consumer preferences? Because there's a fine line there between going too trendy and having your menu be stagnant.
Right. Willow Street's been around 30 years. What they do is great in terms of affordability and something for everyone on their menu. They're very family. It's a place where Willow Street is a place where you can go and feel very comfortable and warm. It's a very chef-driven comfort food menu. So it gives me the advantage to go there. It's American Italian is what we like to say. or with an Italian influence, because of the pizzas and pastas. But I get to go there and kind of flex and try different things from other cultures if I wanted to, and incorporate it and infuse it into pizza or pasta or main dish. But there are things on that menu that have been there for 30 years that I won't touch that have been working. Now, in terms of excitement, you know, we're in a day and age right now where it's 2024. It's almost like everything has been done, right? So you got to take stuff that's out there that you see on all of these social media algorithms and just put your kind of twist to it and promote it. A lot of it is marketing and getting people excited, but also using the finer ingredients and kind of like using all the finer ingredients and working from scratch, but then toning it down so that way it's affordable and you're actually making money.
Right. In what ways do you incorporate local and seasonal ingredients into your menu? Because I know out there in California, you guys have access to a lot of really great ingredients.
Absolutely. You know, this is part of running a kitchen. You got to be really, really in tune with your reps. Talk to them. Planning. We're always thinking ahead. So I talk to my reps. I see what's coming, what's in season. You know, we're on the brink of asparagus season. So now I got, you know, a really cool asparagus pizza coming out that Willow Street has done in the past. We're using asparagus as a side. I'm getting it local and organic from a produce company called Daylight. And, you know, when you use things that are in season, obviously they're in abundance, so you're going to get a good price on it. And then you can, you know, throw some flair and make something good.
What about dietary restrictions and preferences that are shaping menus today, especially with cauliflower crust and keto? How do you kind of maintain a balance there?
Yeah, you know, Willow Street does an amazing job with creating something for everyone. So what that means is really is for everyone. We have a very big gluten sensitive section of our menu. In our communities, there is a gluten sensitivity awareness thing going on at both sides. We've been doing it really well for the last 10 years. On top of that, you know, everybody seems to be wanting to get in shape. So, you know, keto crust and gluten-free crust and gluten-free pasta. We have a great grain bowl in our entree section menu that has brown rice and quinoa. And for me as a menu developer, it's challenging in a great way, and that I get to go in there and take these ingredients that are not that exciting, but are very healthy for you, and make it exciting. So that's the challenge in a good way that us as chefs get to do and develop.
What about considerations that you take into account when creating a menu that caters to a diverse range of tastes and preferences, especially with you and Islam and wanting to have or having a background in halal? How do you incorporate that into Willow Street?
Absolutely. Right now, you know, more underlying, but we are developing a section or possibly our entire menu in Willow Street, San Jose only, not Los Gatos, San Jose only. A big part of the menu is going to be, or actually all the menu is going to be halal, which is the dietary restriction of Islam, of how meats are raised and then to the butcher and then how they're cleaned and respected. So we're in a melting pot here in San Jose or in the Bay Area, where you have tons of culture, and majority of the culture here really looks hard at halal. You know, looking at my other business, El Halal Amigos, we saw using these halal meats in a Mexican concept was really, really successful. And so there's a lot of respect around that. And you have to take that into account when you're trying to do a business or make money.
How important is sustainability to your menu and to Willow Street? And what steps do you take to kind of promote that?
Oh, sustainability is everything. I mean, any real eater or food critic or somebody who knows food can taste the difference in quality. We do our best to work with everything local. We're using a meat company based out of San Mateo, San Francisco called Allen Brothers. and they're very local, and they get things like Harris Ranch beef and local chickens from Mary's, and we use all of those products because you could taste the difference. Now you take those products, you got to respect them. When we make our sauces for our pizza, that's all from scratch, things that recipes that have been in place and have been working for 20 plus years. We use tomatoes out of canned tomatoes, local, out of Pescadero, using things like that, and making fresh dough for the pizzas because we got a great wood fired oven. The dough we put so much effort; it's 00. We use really good flour, and we rest the dough after it's made for 2 to 3 days, so you get a nice consistent pizza that has a really good air and flavor profile. So yeah, sustainability is everything.
Doing so much in house, how are you guys keeping your food costs down?
You know, that's profit margins are always going to be really hard when you're using great experience, using great ingredients, and the best thing that we can do is portion control. On top of that, we don't want to under portion and gyp the customer. So that's what's great about pizza and pasta in my experience is that a lot of that is starch. But on top of that, we throw a lot of great sauces and vegetables. And going back to your other question was, you have to use what's in season, because that's where you're going to get the best price. So a rotating menu is really important to making money.
How do you yourself stay up on emerging trends and culinary techniques to make sure that your menu is as new and fresh as possible?
That's the most fun part of my job when I find the time for it. But I travel a lot. I just got back from Italy. I was there for about a month, spent some time out there cooking with some great chefs and learning some more technique. But on top of that, on top of traveling, we're in a day and age, 2024, where you don't have to travel. You can go on your phone and then you can go to a local Sprouts, which is a grocery store, or your local market, get some great ingredients and practice in your own kitchen. You know, we really are in a copycat market. So you can take what other things that you see that you love that are successful at other places and just put your own flair and twist to it. Every chef wants something that they've created themselves and put their name on it. But, we're running a business of consuming and for consumers. And what people want is what's working. And you have to see you go on TikTok, for example, and you see that, a particular food has like 4 million views. I'm gonna check that out. I'm going to play with it. I'm going to see if it's something we can do in our own restaurants.
What's going to be your biggest challenges when you're introducing new items to the menu?
You have to be humble. When you introduce new items to the menu, you have to be humble, but you also have to stand proud and confident to it. But also getting a committee vote. When we do menu development, something that might taste amazing to me might taste horrible to everybody else. So whenever we do menu development, I bring in 5 to 7 people and I make 5 to 7 dishes, and I literally have them write down what they think, talk to me about it, what could get better. Everybody knows food to a certain extent or certain degree. I would say 99% of people are actually passionate about it. We have to eat. People like what they like. So listen, just listen, put it out there, get a committee vote.
So how do you gather feedback from customers? Mm-hmm. And how does that impact your future menu adjustments? Like, how do you ask the customers, what did you think of this, this new menu item?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's two ways. So the number one thing is we're in a technology level where we have POS systems that can literally count every single thing that you're doing. So if I see that there's a particular item that's on the menu that is really blowing up and I run a product mix off my POS system, which is Toast, and I see this pasta that I put out has been sold so much versus the other specials that I've done in the past, I'm going to definitely glance at that again. That means the consumer really likes what I'm doing. Another thing is another media outlet is Yelp, Google reviews, And then actually walking the floor. Us as chefs, we forget, these are our customers. These are the people that are really thinking about the food that you put forth. So walk the floor, touch tables, talk to people. They'll tell you. A lot of people are kind of reluctant to come walk up to a chef and tell them what they think. But if you walk up to a table and just ask, hey, how is everything? You notice your special was ordered, you'll get your feedback.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I never thought about walking the floor and how important that is.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Well, if you had a piece of advice to give to a pizzeria owner operator who says, maybe it's time that I refresh my menu, that I kick it up a notch or two, where would they start if they don't really know where to start on their menu adjustments?
It really depends how long they were in business, but I would say do what works. Use your systems. Use your product mix. Look at the past 20 years. What has worked now? And then look at today. And the biggest thing you can do once you figure that out your menu developing is market it. Put yourself out there. Be confident. Be passionate. We get really, really tied into the business of operations that we forget to be ourselves. And I tell everybody this. It's so quick to lose yourself in this industry. It is daunting, and you are it's a full submission of a lifestyle. So don't forget why you decided to do this. When you go into your menu development, it's almost like a meditation stage. You have to get in there and you have to take the time, whether it be a few days, a week, or a month, to look at every outlet you have, which could be, like I just stated, traveling, going on your social media outlets, and talking to people. Those, and then take notes, think about it, do what you love, do what you're comfortable with, especially do what you're comfortable with. If you're not comfortable, making an Indian style pizza because you're not of that background, don't do it. Do what you decided to do when you first started to go in, and be passionate about it. Because people can see the difference.
What are some of the trends that you're seeing right now? Is it going to be Indian food? What are we seeing right now?
What I'm seeing right now in this current market in 2024, February 9th, is an inflating market. There is people today are going back to, it's almost like going back to finding the deal. But at the same time, I don't know what it's like where you're from, but over here in the Bay Area, things are moving at a million miles an hour, and people want really good food as fast as possible. But when I say really good, I mean like healthy for you, sustainable and affordable, right?
Right.
And what we are trying to do as a full service restaurant, because that's what we are. We have servers, we have a bartender, we have everything. How do we create this experience and slow things down, but give them that great food at an affordable price quickly? So it's finding that balance. That's what I'm seeing right now. I'm seeing a lot of people that just want a good deal, but really good, a really good price around here. We're not in New Orleans. That's a totally different experience, right? But over here in the Bay Area, that's what it's like.
Well, this has been awesome. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope I was able to answer your questions.
Absolutely. That'll do it for this episode of the Pizza Marketplace podcast, and we'll catch you next time.
For more than 20 years, pizzamarketplace.com has been the go-to source of industry news and info for thousands of pizza reader operators. Pizza Marketplace delivers the information restaurant owners and executives need to understand important industry trends and ultimately run a more successful pizza business. Subscribe today at pizzamarketplace.com/subscribe.